people have done it. They've turned their entire houses, all their yards, and a quarter acre plot. They've grown more food than some third world countries have. Folks know and can get a self-reliant life like that. However, there are some products that they're going to need. All right, unless you're raising sheep and you're shearing them and you're taking the wool and you're cleansing the wool and then you're turning the wool into some type of fabric, yarn what's the other one? Yarn, and then there's another one that I can't think. I can't think of right now. Thread, that's what I'm thinking of. Thread and yarn, etc. And you're making your own dyes and dyeing fabric so you can make shirts and pants and things like that. Unless you're doing all of that, you're going to need to buy clothes from someone. Please buy clothes from someone. So you're going to have to take the product that you have, and you're going to have to use that for trade or barter or something. So don't think of folks that are self-reliant as being hermits that are hunkered down in the middle of nowhere. They're self-reliant, and they're using their products that they grow, their fruits, their vegetables, the meat that they grow and slaughter, eggs that they have, which is a very popular because it's easy. Predominantly having chickens that I've found is easy unless I'm doing it wrong. I could be corrected, of course. But you take all of the food products that you're able to get or all of the things that you do, and you take them somewhere else, like to a farmer's market. And you can sell that to folks who want to purchase it. So you're benefiting someone else because you're providing them a product that is not being delivered by the consumer stores or controlled by price adjustments there. You're able to provide a good, decent, clean product because they know it came from a local farmer. They know it came from a local garden, from the local dirt. They know that if you're raising bees, the honey came from the local area, which has the pollen in it that will help people in their allergies. They know who is raising those chickens, so they know where the eggs come from. So you're benefiting them that way. And then you're also taking your food or products or whatever, and you're trading that for other stuff. So being self-reliant doesn't mean that you're all alone in a cave somewhere. It means you're relying upon yourself to produce your own products, your own means of survival, and you're trading that to others, therefore benefiting other people. See, the self-reliant part, quotey fingers, air quotes, the self-reliant part is simply you not being a slave to the consumerist food chain that exists where they control the supply and control what you have. A chub of meat. I don't know if you've ever seen those. You go to the store and there's like a pound of meat and it's wrapped in plastic with the two metal clips at the end. And that's called a chub. And from what I've been told. And you have that, like a 1 pound, and then you have like a big 3 pound chub of meat. I went to the store the other day. And you have different kinds. You have like a 70-30, so it's 70% meat, 30% fat. Then there's an 80-20, and it's 80% meat and 20% fat. And then there's a 90-10, and I think it goes up to like 95-5, but I can't remember because that's usually more expensive than I can purchase. For the ground chuck, which is the 70-30, typically the price fluctuates from about $2.99 to $3.99 a pound for that. I went to the store the other day. It was twice as much. It was $6.99 for a 1 pound chub of meat. Just hamburger. Not Angus. Nothing special. It was just a 1 pound chub of hamburger. A 3 pound was like $17 or $18. And I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, Just 3 months ago, 2 weeks ago, you're looking at a 3 pound chub of meat. Those things are usually $9.99. So you're looking at $10 for 3 pounds of meat. And now it's almost double for 3 pounds of meat. And that's because we were so reliant on a farmer to distributor link rather than a farmer direct to consumer link. And there are folks in this area. I live in Kentucky. I'm close to Cincinnati, Ohio, which is obviously the city, and close to Covington, Kentucky, which is city environment as well. So we're that close, but here where I am, I can drive 10 minutes south, 10 miles, 15 miles south, not even that. And I'm in rural country, cows all over the place. Of course, you can go into closer to Cincinnati and there are cows as well. But there are, you know, cows and fields, there's tobacco fields, there's people growing their own gardens, there's chickens, there's all this stuff that they're growing out there. And being in this area, there are farmers who sell either hogs, whole slaughter, whole hogs. You can just buy a hog and slaughter it yourself, or you can go to them and you can have it slaughtered by them, or meat, or cows. You can buy a side of beef or a whole beef, whole side of beef, or whatever, half side or whole side, whatever it is. You can purchase those, and it's direct to consumer, and you save yourself hundreds of dollars on the year. Maybe, depending on how big your family is, you can save thousands of dollars. Because they don't have to worry about getting that to a distributor and then the distributor processing that and then the distributor paying all the employees to keep that factory open and running and then making sure that they package it properly and ship it, paying for the shipping and then the unloading costs and then you paying the cost to the store for blah, 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 blah. So you're getting hundreds to thousands of dollars in savings if you go direct with farmers. And that's what this whole pandemic, if there's anything good that's come out of this pandemic, it should be that we have seen the necessity for us to be completely self-reliant and not focused on anything else but our ability to raise our own food and then help our local economy. I don't see how that is bad whatsoever. I don't. And I think that I hope that seeing this, that we don't forget about what's going on and that our eyes aren't focused so much on an economic recovery as it is a journey of self-discovery. I was just looking for another E in there. But in a way, folks, I hope that we don't fall prone to just wanting our economy to bounce back so we can get back to work and forget about this time in our lives. We have to use this time in our lives to educate ourselves so that we don't fall prey to this again. CrusadeChannel.com/chat is the chat room. Have you become more or less self-reliant during this period? I would like you to drop that in the chat room. And if you've become more self-reliant, what are the things that you have done to become more self-reliant? And I'll kick it off right now. It's probably been about 6 weeks or so. It's within the past 2 months, we obtained 6 Leghorn chickens. And the chickens are great. The family loves them. They're funny to watch. One thing I don't understand, we have their coop set up. And it's right, you know, we're in the process of getting another location for it and preparing a coop for it. But it's right where our cars are. So we park. And when we park our cars, it's so funny. You're going to your car and the chickens are there. They see you coming. They freak out and run away. And they're just taking off, running away from you. You get in your car and you start to drive away and my chickens chase after us. They're like making a beeline for the car. And I'm like, chicken, get away from the car. You honk their horn. You honk your horn at them. They just stand there. Now, I don't know if that's because it startles them and they freeze up, but they will run towards the car. They run from me and from my kids and from my wife, but they run towards a car that's 10 times our size, or it's a minivan, so it's about twice my size. You're driving in and they just stand in front of you and it's like, chicken, move. I come home from being out and I see my wife's van is cockeyed in our driveway and I'm like, well, the chickens are in the way. But it's funny to watch them. I love watching them. You go out there, you make sure that they're free range right now. They're just roaming through, eating all the ticks and bugs and worms and everything out of the grass, which is fantastic. And then we feed them at night and then we, you know, of course, make sure they have fresh water, et cetera. And then they hop up in their coop. They're pretty easy to put up. Very rarely do we have problems, but it's like watching Rocky, though, when we're trying to round them up. And we're running around trying to corral the chickens. Can't grab them, just trying to corral them to get back to their home for the night. But you go out there every day, you collect the eggs. We've got 6 of them, so we're producing on average 5 to 6 eggs. They are, not us. around 5 to 6 eggs a day. And there, we've been able to take those eggs and give them to people. We've given them to my family members. We've been able to share them with people that we're associated with outside of our family, which is tremendous. You know, we have more eggs than we can eat right now because you're thinking you're getting a dozen eggs every 2 days. But it is a lot of fun. The other thing that we've done, and I've been talking about doing this for years, is finally I put in a garden. And it's a small garden. I understand it's a small garden. Okay, y'all, just go easy on me here. I don't have an abundance of tomatoes right now. I don't have an abundance of peppers, but I put in some tomatoes. I put in some squash, some spaghetti squash, which, by the way, if you've never had spaghetti squash, I would say definitely try it, especially for those who are trying to get off the carb stretch. The spaghetti squash, you can use that. I'm not, my gosh, if... this is ridiculous. I feel like this is Julia Childs. And you take this and just simply scrape out the insides and you make your spaghetti. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to turn this into a cooking show.